The new Chatlat First Nation on Vancouver Island's west coast has won a landmark legal case asserting Aboriginal title to part of its traditional territory on Nutka Island. The ruling marks the first time a BC trial court has recognized a First Nation's Aboriginal title, the nation said in a statement. A previous land title decision in favor of the Tsilhqot'in First Nation in central BC was won in the Supreme Court of Canada after an appeal. "We are celebrating this victory and looking ahead for the future of our nation. There is still much that needs to be done to restore our land and heal our people," said Tai Hawi Chief Jordan Michael. The nation said it plans to practice Nuu Cha Nulth stewardship of the land, about 11 square kilometers, based on the principle of Hishik Ish Sawak, meaning everything is connected. Owen Stewart, a lawyer who represented the nation, called the ruling a first of its kind that made the new Chatlat Nation the second largest Aboriginal title holder in BC. "The decision gives the nation the authority to decide what to do with the land and benefit economically from its use," he said. "The land's value has been estimated at between $28 million and $280 million. These are life-changing numbers potentially for the community," he said. The ruling sets a precedent that says Aboriginal title exists in BC, and it's worth going after, Stewart said. "More than 80% of old-growth forests have been cleared in the region and no watersheds are intact," the nation said. "Its aim is to rehabilitate the ecosystem, including strengthening wild salmon populations, while supporting its people and culture. This is a real chance at becoming self-sustaining. For far too long we've been isolated on this tiny little reserve, watching all our resources getting stripped away, while not taking any real part in the economic development of our nation," New Chatlat Kaun Eric Michael said. The nation first brought the claim in 2017. That led to a 54-day trial that started in March 2022. Last May, the court rejected the nation's claim to about 200 square kilometers of Crown land covering a portion of Nutka Island and much of the surrounding coastline, but acknowledged New Chatlat have Aboriginal title somewhere on Nutka Island. The decision rendered last week identifies those areas where the court determined the nation has Aboriginal title as the northwest corner of the claim area. The nation is considering appealing the decision to assert title to the remainder of the original claim area. "We're not just fighting for New Chatlat. We want to show the world that we can manage better, we can enhance better, and there will be enough for everybody," said Archie Little, a New Chatlat elder and counselor. The nation's traditional territory covers the northern half of Nutka Island and nearby inlets. During the trial, the court heard that the New Chatlat moved to a village on Nutka Island in the 1780s and that they occupied the area in 1846, when the Crown resolved boundary disputes with the United States and claimed sovereignty over what is now BC. However, the province denied that the New Chatlat occupied all of the territory it was claiming. In the lawsuit filed in 2017, the nation argued that the BC and federal governments denied New Chatlat rights by authorizing logging and effectively dispossessing the nation of territory. The ruling will likely have ripple effects for other nations interested in asserting Aboriginal title to their land, said Torrance Coast, associate director for the Wilderness Committee, one of many organizations that has been supporting the nation since the beginning of the case. "If the court can rule with the New Chatlat, then that title should be recognized and should extend to other nations," he said. Coast said it's clear all the land in the nation's original claim belongs to the New Chatlat and he hopes that will be recognized, either through an appeal or by the province admitting it. The Wilderness Committee and other groups that form the Friends of New Chatlat point to a discrepancy between the provincial government's claim that it is committed to reconciliation and respect for Indigenous rights and arguing in court against the New Chatlat's claim to its traditional territory. "And if they say they care about reconciliation, to recognize that that comes with land rights too," Coast said. Regan-Elliott at TimesColonist.com.